Today is 9/11/2024. This is 23 years after the terrorist attacks on New York and Washington, D.C. As a part of Dawnforge, we still are with all of you that have lost your loved ones. You are in our thoughts and our prayers on this dim anniversary. With that said, this is GQDN on 9/11. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Put in the promo code quest in the checkout line. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we do have news about a new driver going to NVIDIA. We got a lot of PlayStation. Oh boy, that's an update from yesterday's news, along with some other things. And maybe playing some hide and seek? We will begin today with Sonic the Hedgehog via MyNintendoNews.com. And right now, the Sonic team has zero plans for the Sonic Advance remasters or remakes. And the head of the Sonic team, and I do apologize if I butcher the name, Takashi Iizuka, and the game designer and producer, Shun Nakamura, was in an interview that was discussing about a lot of things. And one of the things that came up was if there were any plans to do a remake or a remaster from the Sonic Advance series, from the Game Boy Advance, and the answer was no. However, Iizuka said if the opportunity did arise, quote, they would love to do it. Now, there was a bit of a Q&A, but one of the questions was posted on whether or not they looked into the past of the Sonic franchise, including the 2D Sonic games and the games that were on Wii U in Japan, and they were asking if there was a licensing reason or another reason for those games that were never released. And Takashi did say, quote, there's currently no plans for Sonic Advance series to be remade or remastered, but we don't know what the future holds. So they're not going to do it right now, but they might do it later on. Now, .esports.com did say that there's Call of Duty leaks that did claim that Modern Warfare 3 had fewer maps because they were repurposed for Black Ops 6. Now, some of the Call of Duty players had a purported explanation why the number of new maps were added into the Modern Warfare 3 seasonal content. And according to @TheGhostOfHope on Twitter, Activision took the maps that were meant for Modern Warfare 3 and they were given to Treyarch to repurpose the upcoming post-launch for Black Ops 6, which will come out October 25th. Now, Season of Modern Warfare 3 did add two maps, but then Season 6 was revealed yesterday with just one new map. So now you know where the maps went. And they didn't apologize for it, but, well, Helldivers 2 did. That's according to GamesRadar.com because they admitted that there was some disconnections between Arrowhead and, quote, what players want. And that was the community manager, Thomas Twinbeard Peterson, and he was talking about the game's 60-day action plan. And he said, quote, we need to view this as an important first step to us getting back to being aligned with what players want. There's been a disconnect there. We can't and won't be able to and should even please all. Now, he did get into more detail about what that 60-day action plan was. And he said, quote, the one thing that trumps all of the moment is that we want to make the game more fun and larger percentage of the player's base. That's number one. It has to be. Having fun with your friends is what the game is all about. Now, the 60-day plan has just started, but Arrowhead is going to make some big-time changes, including the rollback of some of the controversial changes added to the recent escalation of the Freedom updates. But they also made some nerfs to both bugs and bots. So we'll see what happens with that one. And then Capcom said, fine. Because according to PushSquare.com, Dragon's Dogma 2 is going to have some updates to it. Now, Capcom has been very quiet after the most recent update. That was in July, and this update came after the announcement that this title will also be released on PlayStation 5 Pro, so it could be the PlayStation Pro Enhanced. Now, we did know yesterday that some of the games that were announced would have to provide updates in order to make the graphics compatible with the PlayStation 5 Pro. So, here's what the company did said about the new update. Quote, "We will soon be releasing an update for all platforms that will further improve CPU load, reduce crashes, and bring additional adjustments." End quote. It is a good game, and I do recommend that you play it if you have PlayStation. Now, one of the other things that we saw yesterday via the PlayStation Pro announcement was ray tracing. And according to PCGamer.com, they were talking about ray tracing and how ray tracing will now have an effect on video games going forward, because both the Black Myth Wukong and the Star Wars Outlaws did have their ray tracing in them. Now, right now, ray tracing is the pixel perfect illumination that would show some shadows and some other lighting effects. So they could be all a part of that. Now, ray tracing does have a demand on the GPU. So if your game does have ray tracing, it's going to have a big pull on your PC or on your console. Good luck with that, Nintendo. That's just a side note, but everybody would have trouble with it because it's all a part of the memory usage. We'll see how that will be fixed later on. But for now, Forza's playing hide and seek. Yep, Pure Xbox did say that the Forza Horizon 5 now has a hide and seek game mode, and that was in the latest update. In this mode, you will play with 5 other people, and you'll be split into seekers and hiders. The seekers will be tasked to locating the hiders and the people that are close to them, while the hiders need to hide and then reach the end zone when it is revealed. So, time to play hide and seek, I guess. That ought to be fun. But we got some details on the PlayStation 5 Pro, because PushSquare.com did say that if you're going to pre-order it, the first 2 weeks of pre-orders will be only on PlayStation Direct. So after that, then you'll be able to pre-order on other places like Best Buy, Amazon, a bunch of other places. So if you want a PlayStation 5 Pro, pre-orders will be up in 2 weeks. But PlayStation Universe was also talking, because some of the refurbished PlayStation 5s will also be on PlayStation Direct, and they are going to be at a lesser price because they are refurbished. Now, some of the PlayStation 5 hardwares that were pre-owned was returned to Sony in various reasons, and they can't be sold as a new stock. So Sony is offering a refurbished PlayStation 5 with a disc drive for $400. Now, there's no date on when you could buy it, but the site did say that it's coming soon. And in fact, the site did say, quote, "You'll receive a product that will work like new with the genuine PlayStation replacement parts as needed that have been thoroughly cleaned and inspected and tested. All certified refurbished will come with the necessary accessories, cables, and manuals, and are packaged with their own branded certified refurbished packaging." And then PlayStation Universe just had to rub it in, because the PlayStation 5 disc drive is outselling the Xbox consoles on Amazon. And that's the disc drive add-on. So if you wanted that disc drive, or you're one of the people that bought the add-on, and that add-on itself made the top 10. Now, the PlayStation 5 Pro won't be available with the disc drive. So if you want that disc drive, it's got to be compatible with the PlayStation 5. Now, PlayStationLifestyle.net said that, well, there's quite a big leak. The Tokyo Game Show is coming very soon. And according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, Power World will be coming to PlayStation 5. In fact, at Gamatsu was talking about it on Twitter. Quote, "Power World is coming to PlayStation 5 according to list of games at Tokyo Game Show 2024 released by the CESA today. Also should be noted that this list is never by any means definitive. So we'll see if that does come true. But we know what is true. You might want to check your consoles, because PlayStation said, boom, here's a bunch of sales for ya. 1,700 titles. Well, I shouldn't just say titles. There's probably some add-ons, DLCs, and whatever. But still, there's a lot of things that are on sale there on the PlayStation Store. Metal Gear Solid, Collection Volume 1, 30% off. Kingdom Come Deliverance, 90% off. The Crew Motorfest, 70% off. Cat Quest 3, 30% off. Liza P, 40% off. And that's just a few of them. But that's not for your PC. Blue News said that NVIDIA GeForce Driver, there's a new one coming up. And actually it's available, because if you download it, it will get you optimized for Black Myth Wukong, F1 Manager 2024, and Star Wars Outlaws, Final Fantasy 16, Frostpunk 2, and God of War Ragnarok. Yeah, there's going to be a bunch. So get ready. We'll see if your PC crashes, like mine did once. But we will end with NintendoEverything.com, because there's a 2D platformer called Lapin. It's coming to Switch. But it does not have a release window. It did come out last year, but now it's going to port over to Switch. Hey, you're a rabbit. You're a rabbit. So go hop around. We'll see you tomorrow. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2024. All rights are reserved, and in all honor of those on 9/11, keep them in your thoughts.